Okay, on both sides. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Chaf Dalet. We are on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis at the bottom, the two dots before the last two dots. It's two lines up, or one line up in the skinny lines. The Gemara kind of dips back into Hilchos Shabbos for a little bit before we finish up Chanukah. And it says, V'lo b'shemen Sreifa. Shemen Sreifa is one of the things that we mentioned in the Mishnah on daf Chaf. One of the things that you're not allowed to light Shabbos candles with. The Gemara says, my shemen sreifa. What is this shemen sreifa? Sreifa literally means burning. So Amar Rabba, Rabba says, shemen shal truma shenitma. It's really oil of truma that became tameh. You know, there's a mitzvah, we said, there's a din that if truma becomes tameh, so you have to burn it. So that's this oil of truma that became tameh. My karule, shemen sreifa, hol u the sreifa omeid. Right, why is it called Shemen Sreifa? Because you are going to end up, you have to burn it. Shabbos my time alo, so therefore, why can't you use it on Shabbos for Shabbos candles? Seems like a proper way of burning stuff. So mitoch shemitzvah alav lebaro, and because since there's a mitzvah for you to burn the truma, and gzeira shemayata, maybe you will tilt the lamp. Again, we had that at the beginning, right? We were concerned that you may come to tilt the lamp. And Rashi writes, Kadesh is bar moher, in order that it will burn faster, since there's a mitzvah involved, so you may come to try and get it burnt up faster. Amalei Abai says, Elo me'ata b'yontav lishteri. So if that's true, so why don't we make it mutter to use Shemen Sreifa to light yontav candles? Alamatnan, why did we learn in a Mishnah? It's the next daf, we're not going to do it today, but it's the next daf. In madlikim b'shemen sreifa b'yontav. So why? Apparently you can't use this Shemen Sreifa on Yontif. If you tell me it's just because it's a mitzvah to burn it, you may Shemayata, so on Yontif you're allowed to do that, right? That's a separate discussion, the things you're allowed to do on Yontif as opposed to Shabbos. That's not a problem on Yontif. So the Gemara says, Gzeira Yontif Atu Shabbos. No, the Gzeira is that you're not allowed to use it on Yontif, because if you use it on Yontif, you may come to use it on Shabbos, right? Perfectly reasonable. Rav Chista Amar, Lishma. The Rav Chisda Amar, the Shemayata lo Chashinan, says, no. The reason you're not allowed to use Shemen Sreifa is a little different. It's not because you're concerned that you're going to tilt the lamp and violate Havara. Ela Hacha, B'yantav Shechalios Erev Shabbos Askinan. The case here is different, and it's simply an exception. The case here, it's Yantav that falls out on Friday. And what are you doing? You're lighting Shabbos candles on Yantav. But the halacha is lefisha in sorfin kudshim biyontif. You're not allowed to burn kudshim, including truma, on yontif. So since you're going to be lighting Shabbos candles with the shemen truma that is tameh, so that's a problem because you're not allowed to burn kudshim on yontif. Right? That's simply it's not a necessary burning. It's not a necessary havara. Right? One that you're allowed to do. You're allowed to, light fire for food and stuff, but it's not necessary to burn the truma on Yontif, and therefore it's not mutter. And so here, simply because Yontif is on Erev Shabbos, you're going to be lighting Shabbos candles with this tamei truma, so that is, it's usher, because you're not allowed to do that on Yontif. So Gemara says, I v'had mitkatani seifa. Wait a minute, the second part of the Mishnah, which is on Chaf Dalet Mabez, which we'll get to eventually, that part of the Mishnah says, in Madlikim Meshemen Sreifa B'yantif. That Mishnah says straight up, we just quoted it, you're not allowed to light Leshemen Sreifa B'yantif. Mikal, that implies the Reisha Lav B'yantif Askinan. That implies that the first part of the Mishnah, i.e. our Mishnah on Daf Chaf, right, which we just quoted, we just told me that's a case of Yontav Shechalios B'Shabbos. Well, if you're telling me that the second part of the Mishnah says that it's actually Yontif, that implies that the first part of the Mishnah, which we quoted earlier, is not talking about Yontif. How can you establish our Mishnah as Yontav Shechalios B'Erev Shabbos? So Rabbi Chanina Mesura, Matam Kamar. No, it's a Matam. So what's the reason? It's not telling you two separate halachos, but it's the reason. The second Mishnah is explaining the reason for the first Mishnah. Matam Ein Malikin B'Shemen Sreifa B'Yontif L'Fishe Ein Sorfin Kudshim B'Yontif. That's exactly the way it writes. Okay, both of them are talking about Yontif. Just simply explaining, it's the implicit, it's not actually, straight up in the Mishnah over there, but it's implied that, we're talking about both the scenarios, the situation of Yontif, and since you're not allowed to burn Shemen Sreifa, Truma on Yontif, so that's the reason why it says in Sorfin Truma in the first Mishnah, and it's talking about Yontif Shechalios Erev Shabbos. Okay. Amud Aleph, Chavdal Amud Aleph. Tanya Kavasa de Rav Chisda. We learned the Braisa according to, you know, that's similar to Rav Chisda. Shita, call Elu Sha'amru in Malikim Behen Beshabbos, Malikim Behen Beyontif. Chutz Misham in Sreifa, Lefisha in Sorf, and Kunchan Beyontif. Right, that Braisa says exactly like Rav Chisda. That again, Rav Chisda said that there's a gzera. Really, you should be able to do it on Yontif, but the reason you're not allowed to burn Shemen Sreif on Yontif is because you may do it on Shabbos. That's exactly what this Braisa says. That's literally straight up word for word. Okay. And that's again, that's the Hemshech of the Gemara that we had had afterwards. Okay. Yeah. Fine. Ibarlu, who asked a question. Ma'u lahaskir shal Chanukah bebrikas hamazon. Back to Hilchos Chanukah. Do you mention Alanisim in benching? Came into me the Rabbanan who? Lo mad karinan. On the one hand, you know, it's Dirabanan, so we don't need to mention it. Again, Rashi just points out, Betfila Pshitalan, the first Rashi on the Amud, Betfila, it's obvious, right, because Howl the Hodah, Nikru, right, Nikru la Kedamin la'el, but he said that the holiday itself, Chanukah, is a Chag of Halal and Hodah. Well, where else do you say Halal and give thanks? Except, obviously, you're going to say it in Tefillah. So the question is, what about Birkas HaMazon? So, since Chanukah is Darabana, maybe we don't need to mention it. Again, Birkas HaMazon is Din Daraisa. Right, you don't have to mention it. Odomar, maybe Mishum Pirsumei Nisa Mad Karina. Or maybe we should mention it because of Pirsumei Nisa. So Amarav Schora, Amarav Huna, Eno Maskir. Rav Vim Bala Haskir, Maskir Behoda. Really, the din is you don't have to. But if you're going to, you should say it in Hoda. Not in Modim, like Hoda is Modim in Shmon Esrei, but Hoda in Birkas HaMazon is the Bracha of Nodelecha. And that's what we do. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Ikla Lebei Rava. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda came to the house, so it's the base medrash of Rava. Savar Litzgure Beboni Yerushalayim. He wanted to mention Alanisim in Boni Yerushalayim, just like we do Yal V'Yavo and Mitzay, etc. Amadu Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says Ketfila. No. You should do it the same way you mentioned it in Tefila. Ma Tefila Behoda, just like we say Alanisim in Modim. So Af Berkas HaMazon Behoda. So too by Berkas HaMazon, you should mention Chanukah in the bracha of Hodah, which is no delicha. Iboy lahu, we asked a question. Ma'al lahazkir Rosh Chodesh b'berkos hamazon. Do you have to mention Rosh Chodesh in benching? Right, we obviously know that you do, but the Gemara is, you know, trying to learn it out. Same time, Zolomer b'chanukah, the Rabbanan lo tzorich, Rosh Chodesh, the Daraisa tzorich. Maybe you're telling me that Chanukah, since it's the Rabbanan, so you don't need to mention it. But on Rosh Chodesh is the Daraisa, so you do need to mention it. O Dilma, or maybe, Kevin de lo Aser Basias Malacha, lo Mat Karina. Or maybe, since it's not Aser Malacha, so you don't need to mention Rosh Chodesh in Shemon Esrei. Right, again, yeah. It's interesting to know that would be the basis of mentioning it in Birkas HaMazon. But yeah, that the Chora, the Gemara assumes that, you know, that would that's the, whether there's an Isra Malacha or not is going to be Koveh, whether you need to mention the Chag in benching. Okay, I don't say Tosa's talking about a different issue over here. Okay, fine. Rav Amar, so we have a Machlokas. Rav Amar Maskir, Rav Chanina Amar Eino Maskir. So as we know, the Halacha is like Rav, that you do have to mention Rosh Chodesh, and Rav Chanina though says you don't. Amarav Zrika, Nakot Rav Biadecha, take Rav's opinion in your hand. The Kai Rabbi Oshia Kavase, because Rabbi Oshia agrees with him. The Tani Rabbi Oshia, Yamim Sheyesh Bahem Korban Musaf. Any day that you have a Korban Musaf, or obviously nowadays it's a Tfilas Musaf. So we go Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Amoid. Arabis Veshachar, Sumincha, Mispal Shmon Esrei, Veomer Meina Ma'ora Be'avoda. Any day you have Musaf, for Mairiv, for Shachas, and for Mincha, you mention Yala V'Yavo in Avoda during the bracha of Ritzeh. Vimlo Amar, and if you don't say it, so then Machzir no so, then you have to go back. Right, that's the halacha that we're familiar with. If you miss Yala V'Yavo, you got to go back. Ve'ein Bahen Kiddusha Alakos. You don't have to make Kiddush on either Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed. Ve'yesh Bahem Hazkara Berkas HaMazon. And you do have to mention, right, obviously we say Yala V'Yavo in benching on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaShomoed. Yamim She'ein Bahen Korban Musaf, but any day that there's no Korban Musaf, Kigon Sheni V'Chamishi, like Monday or Thursday, Vitanios, or any fasts, Umamados, and we'll see what that is in 1 second. So then, L'chor, the Gemara is going to say that you don't have to do all that. The Gemara just interjects, Sheni V'Chamishi, Maya V'Tahu, what do you have to bring in Monday and Thursday? Like, that's, you know, I understand we read the Torah, but that's totally separate. That's a separate takana. Moshe Rabbeinu said we shouldn't go 3 days without Torah. Right? Unfortunately, Rachmana Litzlan, nowadays, you know, we don't go to shul because of the plague, and that takana seems to be, you know, in limbo a little bit, right? Obviously, we have to all make sure to learn a little Torah, obviously, if you're listening to this, so you're covered. But, you know, what do you have to mention Monday and Thursday here? Well, that's not a holiday, right? It's just the halacha. We read Kriyas Torah. That's nothing to do with anything. So Gemara says, you're right. Elasheni v'hei v'beis, meaning Monday, Thursday, Monday, which is Bahab, Sheltainios, where you would have fasting, right? And certainly that's Bahab you have after the Chagim, the Shalosh Regalim, because that was an institution of Chazal, that there would be a lot of people congregating in Yerushalayim. It could have led to unsnias things. So there are some people who fast Bahab. Umamados, and those fasts of the Mamados. Now the Mamados were, we know that the Kohanim took a rotation in the Beis HaMikdash, right? There were a lot of Kohanim, and obviously everybody wanted to do the Avodah. So there were 24 Mamados, 24 rotations of families, and basically the Kohanim would have to be in the Beis HaMikdash 2 weeks on, twice a year, pretty much. And corresponding to that, there were what's called Ma'amados, which is that basically the Korban Tzibur, the Korban Tamid, basically belonged to the Tzibur, and Am Yisrael had representatives in the Beis HaMikdash to kind of like, you know, do all of the things that anybody who brought a korban would have to do. Like, for example, if you brought a korban chatas, you put your hands on the animal, you'd say vidui, right? There's an owner of the korban. So all of Am Yisrael is kind of the owners of the korban tamid, but obviously all of Am Yisrael is not showing up to the Beis HaMikdash every day to put their hands on the korban. That's obviously not practical. So there was rotation of Yisraelim as well who went to the Beis HaMikdash to kind of be there for Am Yisrael. And those were called the Ma'amados, and not everybody went, though. And the people who stayed back in the town, so they would it would be some fasts. There would be Tanios. There would be four, Rashi writes over here, there would be four fasts. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And they would say some sort of Tfilas Tainis, and there'd be a day of davening, there'd be some Kriyas HaTorah in public. So anyway, so Lamaisa, that's talking about the Bahab, the Monday, Thursday, Monday of the Tainios and those Ma'amados. So that's what that's referring to. So it was a semi-quasi-fast day slash holiday. So the Gemara says, that's what we're talking about, that Arvitz, Rishakos, Rimilcham, is Pal Shmona Esrei. In all those three tefillos, you say Shmona Esrei, V'omar Meino Ma'ura, B'Shamaya Tefillah. And then you say that the Meino Ma'ura literally means, I think it's the mention of the day, the bracha, the flavor of the day, the prayer of the day. So we don't say Yalav Yavo, right? Usually Meina Ma'ura refers to Yalav Yavo, but here they wouldn't say Yalav Yavo. They would say the tefillah of the day, which is, in those cases, Anenu. They would say that in Shomea Tefillah. That's what we do. That's when we put Anenu in the Shomea Tefillah. Vimlo Amar, but if you miss it, Ein Machzir Noso. You don't go back, right? We know if you miss Anenu, you don't have to go back. If you would have to eat on those days, Rashi writes, or alternatively, if at Ma'ariv, right, because it wasn't a 24-hour day fast, it was a 12-hour fast, so the night before, you wouldn't say, you mention it during benching after you ate at night. Okay. Next question. You have, obviously, every year, Chanukah falls out of Rosh Chodesh Teves. So, do you mention Yalav V'Yovo when you daven Musaf on Rosh Chodesh Teves? So the Gemara asks, do you mention Chanukah on Rosh, in Musaf? Kevin the Lespe Musaf B'Didei Lo Mad Kirinan. Since Chanukah itself does not have a Tfilas Musaf, so maybe Lo Mad Kirinan, we don't mention it, right? Again, Dalet and Zion are interchangeable, so you switch out the Dalet for the Zion. So Maz Kirinan, you don't mention it. You don't. That's Lizkor is to mention or to remember. O Dilma, or another, maybe the other way, maybe it makes more sense. Yom Shu Chayiv Barba Tfilos. Maybe since Rosh Chodesh is Chayiv and four Tfilos, so all those four Tfilos have to be the same. Right? Rashi writes, Arvis Shachris Musaf Mincha Kemi Shachovas Tfilah Zeh Hayom Eno Pchusa Mishar Tfilos Shayom. Since right, that's the nature of the Tfilah of the day, maybe all four Tfilos should be analogous, is that the word? They should be the same, to say in simpler terms. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna v'Rav Yehuda is machloka. So Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, the Amar Tarbayu eino mazkir. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda says you don't mention Chanukah, Al Nisan, and Musaf. Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan Amar Tarbayu mazkir. And that's how we paskin, that we do obviously say Al Nisan and Musaf. And Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan is that, that's their opinion. Amar Abaye says the Rav Yosef, Amar Abaye the Rav Yosef, Rav Abaye said the Rav Yosef, Hadar Rav Huna of Rav Yehuda deravu. This opinion of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, that you don't mention Chanukah on Rosh Chodesh, is also Rav's opinion. Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, because Rav Gidol said in the name of Rav, Rosh Chodesh Shechalios B'Shavis, when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, HaMaftir Banavi B'Shavis in Tzarek L'Hazker Shal Rosh Chodesh. The Maftir does not need to mention Rosh Chodesh. Shel Mali Shabbos in Navi Rosh Chodesh, because the only reason you're reading the Haftorah is because it's Shabbos. So, just the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh is not relevant here, because the Rosh Chodesh is no business in the Haftorah. So, similarly, just like Chanukah has no business in Korban Musaf, right? In Tefillas Musaf, there's no Musaf on Chanukah. So, you don't need to mention Musaf. You don't need to mention Chanukah in Musaf. So, where it says, Mi Dami, those cases are not comparable at all. Hasam, Navi, Bid Rosh Chodesh, like a klal. There's no Haftorah whatsoever on Rosh Chodesh. But Hacha, but here, by Chanukah, you're mentioning Chanukah by all the other tefillos. There is a concept of mentioning Chanukah by tefillah, but there is no such thing as Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh. So it's not comparable at all. So Gemara says, Ela lo ha-damya. No, really, it's similar to this halacha of Rav. To Amar Rav, Ach Devoy, very fun name, Ach Devoy, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Rav, Yontav Shechalios B'Shabbos, let's say, if Yontav and Shabbos together, Hamaftir Benavi B'mincha B'Shabbos, that's notice, Hamaftir Banavi b'mincha b'Shabbos. When you say the Haftorah in Mincha on Shabbos, right? Again, Rashi writes, Rashi is just as confused by that line as you are, right? We don't do Haftorah on Shabbos at Mincha, right? The only Haftorah we do at Mincha is on a fast day. So Rashi himself, if you look over, says, Matzasi b'tshuvas ha-ga'onim, shayu regilim likros b'navi b'shabbosos b'mincha asara psukim. Used to be that, unbelievable, the minhag used to be that they used to have Haftorah, 10 psukim, not as long as ours. Ours are usually 20 plus, but it used to be they used to read 10 psukim from the Navi on Shabbos. And then it'd be made parsim in the days of the Persians, gozru gzera shel olasos. Then they did away with it. But this halacha of Rav was shayach. And what was this halacha? If you have yontif, they fell out on Shabbos, the maftir and mincha on Shabbos and Yontif, in Tzarech L'Hazker Shal Yontif. You didn't need to mention Yontif because there is no such thing as Haftorah in Mincha on Yontif. Shalom Ali Shabbos in Navi b'Mincha b'Yontif. Like I just said, because if it wasn't Shabbos, there would be no Haftorah for the Navi on Yontif. Amud Beis. The Gemara says, V'leis Hilchasa k'chol hanishmaitza. And the Lacha is not like all of these Rabbanim. What do you mean, all of these Rabbanan? We just quoted a machlokes between, you know, a bunch of people. So Rashi says, the halacha is not like Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Gidol, and Rav Achdavoy, and Rav. The halacha is not like all of those. Rather, the halacha is the halacha is, like we said, that we do mention Chanukah and Musaf. That was the opinion of, flipping back, Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan, that we do mention Chanukah and Musaf. Gemara says, wait, Ela Hadar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, one second, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, that's the proof. Meaning, that, sorry, my bad, that's a similar halacha like this. So let's start again, let's read it again. V'les helkasa k'kol hanishmaitza, the halacha is not like all those other Rabbanim, Ela, rather, the halacha is like this, Ki Hadar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said, Yom HaKippurim Shechalios B'Shabbos, if you have Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos, Hamaspal and Ni'ila, if you daven Ni'ila, right again, something that's not Shaykh to Shabbos whatsoever, still Tzarech L'Azker Shal Shabbos. Right? You still need to mention Shabbos, which again, in our parallel case, if you daven Musaf on Chanukah, so you still need to mention Chanukah, even though Musaf is not Shaykh to Chanukah. So just like Ni'ila is not Shaykh to Shabbos, but you still need to mention Shabbos. And he simply explains, because Yom Shinis Chayiv Ba'arva Tfilos. It's a day when you have to daven four Tfilos. On Yom Kippur, you'd have five tefillos. So Rashi says, yeah, the four during the day. Shacharis, Mincha, Musaf, Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. So Gemara says, one second, kashe hilchasa de hilchasa. That's you have a contradiction between two halachos. Amarta halachos like Rabbi Shimon Levi. You said that the halachos like Rabbi Shimon Levi, but v'kaimalan hilchos akarava. But we also know that the halachos like Rava in the following halacha. The Amar Rava yontav shechalios b'shavus shliach tzibur hayored lefnei ateva arvis inu tzorech lahaskir shal yontif. One second, the halachos like Rava that yontif that falls out on Shabbos. The shliach tzibur that goes, that davens on Ma'ariv, doesn't need to mention yontif. Now, what is, one second, usually when the Gemara says shliach tzibur hayored lefnei ateva, it's referring to chazar sashatz. So there's no chazar sashatz on Ma'ariv, but we know that there's the magen avos bracha that we say in shul, whenever we're in a shul, in the kavua shul, and on the minhag, when you daven by yourselves, you don't say magen avos. But I think the minhag in Yerushalayim is actually to say magen avos if you're in a place where it's not a kavua minyan, like we did this past Friday night when we davened in the park. And obviously, Rav Chaim Paskin that you shouldn't daven a minyan anymore because it's already sakanas nefashos. So we won't say it this week, obviously. But one second, as we said, the chazan who says, who kind of goes over stuff, says it's magen avos, so you don't need to mention yontif. Because there is no such thing as magen avos or some sort of tefillah that the chazan says after Shmon Esrei on at Ma'ariv, right? We just go straight to Kaddish. So you don't have to mention yontif. So what is it? What's the halacha? Do you have to mention something that's not shaykh or not? Right, on the one hand, you have to mention Chanukah and Musaf, even though Musaf is not shaykh to Chanukah. You have to mention Shabbos and Ne'ilah, even though Ne'ilah is not shaykh to Shabbos. But you don't have to mention Yontif in Ma'ariv, in the Chazar Zashat, or whatever, the equivalent Tefillah in Ma'ariv, because Yontif is not shaykh whatsoever. So what's going on here? Then it doesn't line up. So Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, no, what are you talking about? Hasam bidinhu dafilu b'Shabbos no menu l'tzarech. Really, you should, l'chora, really, the chazan should go straight to Kaddish after Shmon Esrei on Shabbos as well. What was the whole reason that they instituted this Magen Avos? Rabbanon hu d'tzkune mishum tzakana. The Rabbanon were nervous, they were mitaking this little bit of extra bracha that everybody should finish up and make sure to be, you know, finish davening at the same time. Right? They were mitaking a little bit of extra tefillah because of a sakana. What was the danger? So Rashi writes, a little bit interesting, Mazikin shalohayu bati knesios shalohem bi yishuv. The sakana is the mazikin, which usually translates as the shadim or the demons, because the shuls were not in the city; they used to be out in the fields. V'chol sharle lechol ayu asukim b'malachtan v'gamla b'malachtan mispalim aravis b'beitzon. During the week, kind of like what we're doing nowadays, people would be busy with work, and whenever they finished their work, they would daven ma'ariv in their homes. V'lo hayu boyin beisak knesis. And they wouldn't come to shul. Aval leili Shabbos, but on Friday night, boin the beis haknesses, everybody would come to shul. V'chashu, and you know, they were concerned, she'ein memaharin lavo, v'shoin lachar tefillah. They thought that they would be concerned that people would come late, and they would remain, you know, they would finish up their davening after most people had left, and then they would walk home by themselves, and there'd be danger of these shadim, of these mazikin. L'kach harichu tefillah satsibor, therefore they made the davening a little bit longer, so everybody should be able to leave shul at the same time. So that's why we don't mention yontif, because really you don't even need that bracha or that tefillah on Shabbos either. Avahacha, but over here, by the case of, you know, ne'ilah and musaf and chanukah and Shabbos, so hacha yom shu nischayv bar betefillos, really, again, we say that any of those days, whether it's Yom Kippur, that has the four tefillos during the day, or Rosh Chodesh, which has those four tefillos during the day, or three tefillos during the day and one at night. So all of them have to be equal, and you have to mention Chanukah or Shabbos in either Rosh Chodesh or Ne'ilah as well. Okay, just to finish up before the Mishnah, we're going to stop at the Mishnah. I like to do, you know, even though it's kind of the middle of the Amud, but tomorrow's a little bit shorter, and I like doing, you know, one topic without breaking it up. So just to finish up, we had said back in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to use the Elia, the fat from the Elia, that's the sheep's tail, which is supposed to be pretty delectable. I don't know, I've never eaten it. But just finish it up over there. Sorry, just to get the quote here. Right, velo b'chaylev, and you're also not allowed to use these fats that are usur. to eat. You're not allowed to squeeze and make the oil out of them. Nachum Amadi Omer Madlikin Bechelev Mavushal. Now Nachum Amadi had said that you can kind of cook down this chelev and then you can light with it. And Chachamim said no, that that's not appropriate. So the Gemara says Chachamim Haynu Tanakama. Right, the Chachamim is the same shita as the Tanakama. Right, what did the Tanakama say? The Tanakama said you can't use the chelev. And then the Chachamim said, you can't use chaylev, whether it's cooked or whether it's not cooked. Well, obviously that's the same shita. So the Gemara says, Ikbenayu derav barona. There is a nafkamina between them, this halacha of derav of Rav Barona, who said earlier that the shari al yidei taroves shemen. Rav Barona, if you remember, a couple of amudim ago, a couple of daf ago, I guess, already, right, it says here, daf chav aleph, he said that if you mix a little bit of appropriate oil with inappropriate oil, so then that would work. So according to one of the mandamers here, Rav Barona Amarav, right? One of the mandamers, either the Tanakama or the Chachamim, would agree with Rav Barona Amarav that you could mix melted chaylev with, let's say, some olive oil, and that would be fine. But v'lo misayimei, but it's not clear. Rashi writes, it's not clear from the Mishnah who would hold what. Meaning, it's unclear whether the Tanakama would hold its mutter and the Chachamim would aser it, or the Chachamim would aser it and Tanakama would say its mutter. But either way, the nafkamina between those two shitas is this halacha of Rav Barona Amarav, whether you can combine it with some good oil and then use it on Shabbos. Okay, Shkoyach Rabosei, will go weiter mit Hashem tomorrow.